Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. 1 out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cunningham. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobby scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Musial moves to third. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Smith reaches second base with a double. Wally Shannon pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shannon for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. George Crowe pinch hits for Ron Klein. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Larry Jackson pinch runs for George Crowe. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Shannon now playing second base. Daryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.